Where we welcome you here, and for those who turn to the internet, God bless you, and hopefully this material that we study here is good for you, and you can request the material via the internet, and we send the pages that we study this evening. We are so delighted that we can share the Word of God with you and the joy of the Lord in this new coming year. Always, we start with 255, no exception for 2010. And so we turn our hymn books here on the first hour of praise with number 255. Now we look to the Lord in prayer. How blessed we are, Lord, that we can close this your day with songs of praise and then with the study of thy holy word. We pray that the Spirit of God will teach us what we study in the book of Revelation, such passages as today have been the conflict in Christianity for a long time. And so help us to read and believe just what we read as we compare scriptures and find details of what you plan to do with this world and with your people. Thank you, Father, that you give us the opportunity to live another new year in our life. And as we look forward to these new years, as we study in the morning, we look forward for a lot of time of praying so that we understand you and understand what you are doing with our life. Thank you, Father, for the fellowship of your people, not only here in the auditorium, but there in the great audience of the internet. And Jesus, we thank you. Amen. All right, we take songs from your heart so that we can look upon them. This week, we will lose all the students that choose schools far away. And so we will miss them. It's a joy when summertime come in and see them. But this week, I understand most of them are gone, except the faithfuls who are close. All right. Tell me a song from your heart. Brother Chris. 349. That makes 349. All right. See, I know.
Save your life.
Welcome, Brother Pedro. Venga adelante, por favor. All right, here it is. Okay, our wonderful brother. He looks young tonight today. All right, that is good. That is good. And happy, too. You must have a good luncheon, all right? All right. All right, yes, yes, Candace.
236.
236. Oh, 236. That is fantastic because it talks about the grace of our Lord. When we sing 236, we have to sing all the stanzas, all right? Is it okay with you, Candace? We do that. Okay, 236. Author have revelation in mind on the last sentence, but because there is no time in heaven, then we don't know when we start singing or when how long do we sing. And he's correct, see, than when we had first began. Remember the last sentence? We have no less days to sing God's praise than when we have less began. We sing and sing and sing in heaven without idea of the time when we started and when we finish. It's just fantastic. All right? Your mind, your finite mind, cannot comprehend the beauty of heaven. But when people try to talk about God, those science guys and so on, I said, can you live without time? And you lose it. Because ergo, the measure of work, is the speed times the distance square divided time square. That's the unit of work, ergo. The measure of work in German, which is universal. And so you take time out of that equation, and you have an empty equation. Those who study mathematics know square equation need two answers, all right? And so you have no answer. It's just fascinating how big is heaven, how incomprehensible it is, but how much we enjoy it because of Jesus, not because of mathematics. All right, thank you for that song, Candace. Thank you very much. And Candace and Anthony were very active in Spanish today, and Anthony was able to reason in Spanish. answer in Spanish and make observations in Spanish alone. So it's a great progress. And the Lord is going to bless you and give you a special place in heaven because of that. And I know our pianist is saved. She congratulated me this morning and say openly, Feliz Año Nuevo, without accent. I don't know how she did it, but she did it remarkable. I know, Henry, that your wife is in heaven in a special place. All right. Now, you talk about discrimination. We're going to do reverse discrimination this year. All right. Okay, another song from your heart. Okay, long live the pastor speak foolish. All right. I know. I calm down. All right. My wife is making observations. Now, when I get home, I get a listing. So. Okay, tell me one song from your heart. Okay, Wayne, tell me one song in your heart. 354. Yes, sir. Yes, 354. What a friend we have in Jesus. That's right, Wayne. That's the wonders of our life. We maybe have no one, but we have Jesus as our friend. Preach today in Pacific Hill? Oh, Wayne. All right, Wayne. That's wonderful. All right. You have your pulpit. All right. Good. Good for you. All right. We miss a lot of people today, and the mix, maybe they traveled south to bring, I hope so. There is no sickness. A lot of people sick. They went to? Oh, Stephanie, to bring Stephanie back. All right, to school, all right? Okay, see, this is the time people go. Mr. Mannix is sick, and I think, I don't know, what's his wife?
Helen.
Can hear, can see. She's a good bastard, though. Everything's okay. Pardon me? 353. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. 353. All right. See, people who do not come in the evening, they miss a lot. All right.
Just remember his word, how he pleads to me.
Raquel, that was good. All right, any other song you have in your heart? Yes, darling.
61. Your wonderful cooperation and enhancing the entire praising to God with that beautiful play on the piano.